another episode of Side Hustle City, the podcast that helps you turn your side hustle into your main hustle, with your hosts, Adam Kaler and Kyle Stevie.
All right, well, back again, guys. It's the end of 2020. Actually, it's 2021 now as we're recording this thing. But we wanted to do a wrap-up on our side hustle podcast for 2020 and what we learned and what we think 2021 has in store for side hustles in general. And in 2020, Kyle, I think we talked a lot about real estate. Real estate was a big one. And it's not necessarily something that I think a lot of people have the extra money to get into. I mean, it does require some investment money, money down in order to purchase property in the first place. But I think once you get a side hustle going and you start making some money at it, real estate is probably one of the best long-term, safest investments to actually becoming wealthy, if that's someone's goal. Well, if someone wants to really build up their wealth and generate passive income enough to like live off of with, you know, minimal effort, I think real estate's probably the game to get into.
Well, I said it before, money shouldn't be a deterrent in getting involved. Now, you won't have like killer returns and stuff, but if you're going out and you can go to operators or general partners, you know, you have to go to the meetups so people see your face. They're not just going to answer a phone call and be like, oh yeah, we've got this role that we could definitely see you filled and you can get maybe a little bit of the, maybe get in a little bit or whatever. You actually need to go to a meetup, build your network a little bit, and then bring value. That's the thing, bringing value through whatever your skill set is. And if you're like me and you don't have a skill set at all when it comes to cleaning or, I mean, doing labor or talking to investors or whatever it is, then you got to start getting creative. I was lucky enough to be like kind of a money guy on one of them, but you need to be able to do something that fills a role, not so much a void, but fills a role to where people start to see who you are as a worker, see who you are as a person, build some trust. And in the meantime, save your damn money. You don't need a new iPhone 12 or whatever. If this is something you really want to do, the iPhone 10 or the 8 or 7 or 6, whatever you have is fine.
I think a lot of these, it doesn't matter what it is. I think if it's a side hustle, if you're trying to start a business, people don't understand. It's not, you know, something you're going to make money immediately at. This requires you to do without. You almost have to live like a minimalist. You can't go out and buy a $800,000 house in a really nice neighborhood right away, unless you're making, you know, good money. And then why are you starting a side hustle if you're making $200,000-$300,000 a year anyway? But it does require you to live below your means. Like, do you have a brand new car? Do you think that's important in your life? Side hustling may not be for you. If you're out spending $800 a month on, you know, a Corvette, and you live in a really nice neighborhood in a, you know, $750,000 house, and you're living paycheck to paycheck, even though you're making good money, then you may not have the mindset for a side hustle. If you think those things are important, if you think things are important, then starting a business, being an entrepreneur, doing a side hustle is probably not for you. You know, it does require the ability to do without and the ability to grind through things. And if you're the person that has to show off and has to have all these nice things, then side hustle is probably not the thing for you. It's probably just not in your blood. So, you know, that's one thing I learned from all these people. I've learned in 2020 from the folks that we have on our podcast is, you know, every one of them did without for a while. Every one of them struggled at one point to get their business off the ground. You know, I believe Ash, he went through, a couple of different businesses before he settled on this commercial real estate thing he had. He had a, you know, graphic design business. He was doing marketing. You know, some things didn't work out there, but he did understand how to do that. He learned something from that experience. And then he was able to turn that into, you know, marketing these properties potentially that he purchases. But I think, you know, there is some struggle and some, you know, the ability to do without and live minimally without showing out. People think you're not doing much, but you know, you're out here building, you're out here doing something, you know? And I think that's your reward at the end is, hey, now I get to go where I want, do what I want. I don't have to work for the man. And in 2020, I mean, what did people learn, Kyle? I mean, what did we learn about the importance of having a side hustle or have a secondary income?
Well, here's what we learned. And if this didn't wake people up to anything, then I don't know what to tell you. But if your anger is vented at the billionaire class, you vented your anger at the wrong group, because the government is who screwed you. It's who screwed you. Look at them. They still haven't given out any money whatsoever to help. And they're keeping people from working in very large cities. It doesn't have anything to do with the billionaire class. It has everything to do with the people that have been elected to represent you and work for you. So they're not going to help you. So if they take you under their thumb and make you more dependent on their programs and their money, then they're not going. Then it's just going to keep slipping worse and worse and worse and worse. You need multiple streams of income. I feel terrible for people. I'm lucky as hell that I got to keep my job. You're lucky. Like your business is still thriving. Your building right now is completely occupied. A lot of people didn't have that opportunity. They didn't have that chance. I mean, a lot of my friends that are Cincinnati stagehands, they haven't worked in almost a year because of this pandemic. And, you know, people needed help from the government. This is when they needed it, right? This is the time. You took work away from them. You kept them from being able to work. It wasn't they didn't want to work. It's that you won't let them work. And then you have the audacity to stump and make it so bipartisan bullshit where everybody's looking, sorry to make this political, but everybody's like trying to do this dramatic show through the media to say, oh, it's the Democrats' fault. Oh, it's the Republicans' fault. Who gives a damn? Nobody's getting paid. Who cares whose fault it is? Do something.
No, at the end
about
of the day, it's your fault. If you can't see the writing on the wall, and in 2020, I mean, it made us, if 2020 didn't make it loud and clear to everybody that you can't rely on a job, can't rely on another entrepreneur to dictate your existence. You can't rely on government figures to dictate your existence. You can't rely on anyone. Like, what good is going out and, you know, crying about how much money Jeff Bezos has? What good is that doing anyone? Has that gotten anyone anywhere? What you need to do is hunker down, do some research, figure out what you are good at, and start building something. Start building a side hustle. I don't care if it's going to, we talked about it. I don't care if it's going over to Dollar Tree and buying books for a dollar and turning around and flipping them and selling them for $10 on eBay. I mean, and there's a bunch of stuff we found here. I mean, you can do a search. I just did a search for the best side hustles in 2021 to see what would come up here. And, you know, people have some really good ideas for some side hustles. I mean, there's even side hustles here for students. And I think if you're young, this has particularly been hard on you because, you know, you and I, in most people our age at this point, we've built something. Like, we have equity in our house we could, you know, borrow against. We have things, right, that we could sell. We have assets. Young people, you know, they were working at fast food restaurants, or they were working at, you know, any kind of restaurant. I mean, restaurants, small restaurants, mom and pops, those have been hit really hard. Those are the people that are out here on the streets. They can't work because you have, you know, half the people. If you are allowed to open your restaurant, you have half the people in there. So you need half the staff potentially. So those are the people that have been hit hard. And there's so many things out here. When I just searched the web for 2021, and some of this stuff we might, you know, maybe even investigate. And, you know, coming from the advertising design world, Kyle, you know, there's a lot of graphic design stuff, you know, because I have the skills to be able to do this. And a lot of people that I know have the skills to be able to do this because of our jobs. But how do you turn those skills into something you can get paid off of? One thing, you know, I found here, this number one thing is freelance writing. If you can write, which, you know, I went to Cincinnati Public, so, you know, maybe I shouldn't be the one writing things, but there's people that I know that I worked with at, you know, these larger agencies, and they can write. Why not try to go out there and do some freelance writing? Or if you're a great writer, there may be an opportunity for you to get online and even teach English, which is something that you did down in Mexico, right?
Yeah, taught English as a second language. It's easy. It's easy. I mean, it's not like teaching. It's not the equivalent of being in an American classroom with students from Latin America or Spain who need help with English. They're struggling really bad with it because they spoke is Spanish in the house. There's not a high expectation that you're going to make them fluent when you're down there. You just do the best you can type deal. And you have these people come into your classrooms and you see that they're trying. It makes you work harder as a teacher because you're like, I want to help these guys. Just like I know that learning Spanish is very hard. I can only imagine what it's like to learn English, which is a much harder language to learn because of all the different vowel sounds and everything that goes along with it. And all the words sound exactly. Well, all the words sound exactly the same too. Would, you know, like what?
Yeah. That's really, I can see how that could really be confusing for people, but you know, it is, if you're into helping other people, kind of like how we hope we can help you through this podcast, then, you know, doing that and being able to open the business world, because let's face it, English is it's the language of business around the world. If you're from two different cultures, you know, you're a Russian person and you speak Russian and then you're another person who speaks Mandarin, what language are you going to speak in? You're going to speak in English to each other. I mean, it's the language of business and it opens up doors, I think, for people around the world. So yeah, definitely teaching another language or even being able to help people write that language would be a big help. Think of all the people that are working from home now. And this isn't just a trend because of COVID. I think even if this, say the vaccine is, you know, wildly successful and everything's really good with it, I think you still got to understand that people are going to continue to work from home. People's lives have changed forever. Young parents, you know, people that have struggled, you know, women who want to work, who have children, who want to still be with their children, but, you know, are being pulled between being a professional and, you know, raising a child. Those people are going to start demanding work from home because they know it's possible. They know it can be done. And the businesses know it can be done now, too. I think there's going to be a lot of people who say, hey, come back to work. You know, you need to sit in the office. We need you here. But I think there's going to be a backlash on that when that first starts to happen. I think people are going to say, no, I've gotten comfortable. I set my office up the way I want. I'm just as productive here. If you want to keep me as an employee, this is my deal. So, you know, do those people need virtual assistants? Do those people need help? Other entrepreneurs, I've got an assistant, you know, to go through my emails every day. I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every day. I need somebody to get rid of the junk. I need somebody to go through, figure out exactly, you know, what's priority, put things on my calendar, make sure I do those things on my calendar. So yeah, there's an opportunity there to be a virtual assistant.
Well, you know, I think also what's going to happen is that once COVID kind of settles down with this vaccine, whatever they decide is the herd immunity number that they keep changing, as that happens towards the end of 2021, I think you're going to see a lot of people start getting office space again because people are going to want to start traveling. Not people don't want to sit here and just go business meetings on Zoom. They want to go to see people face to face. But the problem with that is that you also know that you don't need 4,500 square feet or 6,000 or a whole building or whatever it is. You can get by with a couple offices and a secretary in a conference room.
Yeah.
And that's all you need.
That's all you really need. That's what I've got. I mean, we got the, and you do too. You got the co-working space. I got the co-working space. You know, people have demanded offices, like more and more people that have come through. Maybe it's because of COVID. They want a door that shuts, you know, but I was getting that before COVID too. So, you know, we're actually thinking about turning some of our open office space, our open co-working space into mini offices, like just little, like 5 foot wide by maybe 6 foot deep offices, where you got a desk in there and there's a monitor, there's a camera, whiteboard, little whiteboard you could use, chair, obviously, you know, place to just plug your computer in and boom, you're good to go with a door that shuts, like a glass door that shuts. So we've been thinking about building little mini offices out, which I think would be nice for people. And we've got the space for it. So the term now is near office. That's the new term I've been hearing. People want that home office, but they still want to be able to get away. Even after COVID, they want a place that, you know, hey, you know, if I'm at home, I know I got to be at home. My kid's at home that day. I got to stay at home. I'll do that. But I also want that near office, somewhere I could drive to in maybe 5-10 minutes and do a, you know, do a conference. Like there's a conference room there. There's, you know, I can have peace and quiet. I can, you know, really hunker down that day and get something done. So that's like the new term when it, when it's, when it comes to co-working space. And there's people out there side hustling co-working. I mean, you and I mean, I would consider my co-working space kind of a side hustle. We haven't talked really this year about Airbnb.
That's because nobody knows what the actual laws are going to be on it. You must go by like you did now, just to be safe, buy a building that's already basically been designed to be a hotel with short-term rentals. And then that's, I think that's going to be the future of it. Well, not very many communities, especially single family ones, are pumped up to have guys come in for a bachelor party or whatever and be right next door to where they have three kids that have a sporting event at 8 o'clock in the morning, or they have to work in the morning and they're listening to all this loud music and these crazy guys they're never going to see again.
Yeah, there's people that are going to be pushing back on that. And one of the problems I see, though, is like this younger generation, I don't know how they're ever going to be able to afford a house in a decent, in a place in the city, right? Like say it's got a view of the water or it's got a view of downtown. These investors are coming in, scooping all those places up. And it's not regular investors necessarily. These are corporations that are coming in and buying up property. I mean, even in our own city, Cincinnati's considered it has an A+ rating on AirDNA right now because of low regulation, generally affordable housing, which it's, you know, getting more unaffordable every day. But I just don't know how these, you know, and that's the number one way to build wealth. Generational wealth is through property. That's how people build their wealth in America. That's the number one way people build wealth. And I think that's disappearing. I think that's going away. I don't think that's, I mean, I think you could build, you know, go out and buy a house in the suburbs, no problem. But if you're looking to buy something in the city, those prices are going to go up because that goes from being a home, like a single family home, to now being a business asset. So those houses are going to start being priced, say, you know, at what the house is worth, but then what is the business worth that runs inside of that house? So if that business is worth, you know, $100,000 a year, then that house goes up in value. Now that house is, instead of being a, say, a $300,000 house, that house is now a $500,000 house because you can run a successful business out of it, or there's a successful short-term rental business already running out of it. But the opportunity for side hustlers, Kyle, is hosting experiences for Airbnb people. And this is something that, so my father and his girlfriend, they moved out to Sedona from Louisville. And Sedona is a really hot area for van lifers and for, you know, people from California just want to kind of get away, you know, people from Phoenix, they drive up there all the time. But it's, you know, for, there's a particular crowd that likes to go to Sedona, but when they go there, they want to see the Red Rocks. They want to take tours. They want to learn about Sedona. They want to learn about energy healing and all this other stuff, right? They're into the new age stuff. Well, my dad's all about that. So they go out here, they buy this house. It's a, you know, can sleep 10 people. And they've essentially become Airbnb hosts, but also to earn extra income, my dad will take them out on tours. He'll take them on tours of the Red Rocks. He'll go out and he'll rent one of these Jeeps and he'll just drive around and tell people about, you know, the energy centers and all this other stuff. But, you know, not just for Sedona, but for other things. I think there's an opportunity there to essentially create your own business and live where you want.
I think that you're right. I think that that people are going to have to be super creative in regards to creating the experience, even if it's not Airbnb. You know, are people going to travel as much? No. But there's a lot of things about Cincinnati that I don't know. And there's a lot of things about cities that people live in that they don't know. So if you can be, I don't know, like in Newport here, they have the mafia tours, right?
Yeah. So they got the underground like beer tours in Cincinnati. People could take you, you know, who knows about that when they come into town? But there's so much stuff that people don't even have a clue about. So why not, you know, reach out to some of these Airbnb hosts, these bigger hosts? I mean, you could essentially contact them through Airbnb, I believe, and reach out to them and say, hey, look, I do this thing. You know, it would be nice for us to, you know, if you want to recommend this or, you know, as an upgrade for the people who are staying at your places, here's my calendar. let's do it. You know, I mean, you could build a relationship with some of these, you know, bigger Airbnb hosts, especially the ones who are close to whatever tour it is you want to take people on. So that's an option, I think, for people. There's some other things on these lists, like become a user tester, selling stuff on Canva. I don't know how much you know about Canva, but it's become like the tool for like non-graphic designers who are managing people's social media, which could be a side hustle. But Canva, you know, it has all these templates in there, and you can go in and you could create, you know, a Facebook post and just put the copy in essentially, and maybe like a little photo, but it's already got the theme and everything set up. And then it lets you essentially export that out to all your different social media channels. So it's a really cool tool for anyone who is, like I said, managing a business's social media account. And there's an opportunity to not just do that and manage and get paid to manage someone's social media, but also as an artist, as someone who goes on there and creates these themes and templates for a platform like Canva. And it's not just Canva. I mean, there's other things too. Like you could sell Canva templates on Fiverr. There's platforms where you can literally sell your templates. You don't have to like make them available on Canva. You could sell them on Fiverr or whatever. There's, you know, you could be a photographer. Why not travel around, go wherever you want, take beautiful pictures of all these great places you're going to, and essentially set yourself up as an influencer. But in the meantime, while you're trying to build your influence, you could be selling those photos on iStock Photo or Deposit Photos or some of these other platforms that allow you to sell your stuff. And every time someone downloads your photo, you get a little commission for that. That's a really good one. I mean, obviously, Start a Podcast is on here, something that we're doing. Write an ebook if there's something that you know about, that, you know, a particular topic or whatever that you feel like you're well versed in. I mean, I could imagine Osh coming on here, sitting up at the lake on a weekend and writing himself out, hey, how to purchase commercial property and make money off of it. Man, I'd read that ebook. You could be a brand ambassador, which is really interesting. It depends on, you know, what you're doing out here. But if you're going to be a brand ambassador, you know, you probably need to have some kind of an audience already in place in order to do something like that. I mean, I've seen people doing all kinds of weird little things to try to make a little money on the side. And I don't know how much, you know, a lot of these recommendations on these websites are, you're not going to make a fortune off of much of these things, but it could help you to earn a little secondary income. I mean, look how important this $600 a month is to some of these people on unemployment right now, this little extra $600 that they're making when they got laid off. I mean, you could easily make $600 a month doing any of these side hustles. Some of them you may not make more than that, but $600 is, you know, a decent amount of money for some people.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's not a decent amount for some people, it's a car payment for others.
Exactly. I mean, moving services, I mean, why not? If, you know, people are moving all the time, especially now, you know, you've got, you know, people leaving their apartments. Unfortunately, some of them are getting evicted, people who haven't been able to make their mortgage payments. You know, those eviction courts are going to open up at some point, and there's going to be a lot of people out there on the streets. And I mean, it's unfortunate for them, but it is an opportunity for someone who made the moving business. You know, drop shipping stores, those are really, you know, things that people, but you, some of these things you do have to understand technology a little bit. You know, you can't just all of a sudden be like, yeah, I'm going to do a drop shipping store. There's a lot of education involved in that, understanding how that actually works. But I mean, there's so much stuff out there. I mean, all people really have to do is get online and do a search for this stuff and say, hey, what am I good at? What do I think I would be good at? What if you're grown and you've got a house and there's a little area in it, like maybe like a mother-in-law type of suite? Why not rent that out on Airbnb? If again, regulations allow you to do something like that, you know, I mean, there's delivery businesses. Those have gotten really huge, obviously. Delivery services is, you know, a big deal right now. And we talked about online tutoring, and obviously you're somebody who's done that in the past, and not online, but you've done that in person, but that can easily translate to an online business, selling your courses. I mean, there's so much stuff out there that people could do, but we will try, I think, in 2021 to bring more of these types of people on that are doing these little side hustles. I think 2020, we had a lot of successful people, just some of them wildly successful, especially in things like real estate, like we talked about earlier. But what about, you know, the guy just making $600 a month or $1,000 extra a month, you know, like you said, to pay their car payment? it would be really interesting and to bring those people out. And I know we've got friends that download and listen to our podcast all the time. So, you know, if they know anybody out there who's in that situation and is, you know, selling things on Mercari, you know, that's a big one, right? Going in through your garage and selling stuff that you no longer use on Mercari, or, you know, flipping things, going out to yard sales and things and finding stuff that has value that people are just trying to get rid of and turn around and making money doing that. That's a really valuable side hustle. So I don't know if anybody's out there and, you know, you're listening to the podcast and you're like, wow, you know, I know a guy who's a hustler who goes out there and makes money selling things. Let's talk to him, you know?
We need as many people as we can, because I mean, our network is going to be pretty much real estate, tech startup people, just friends we know in passing. Like the more creative ideas, you know, the better it is. So like if people who listen to this know people, or people that get on that listen to this that are in our community and have their own little small thing, even if it's not like something huge, just like Adam said, if it's like $200 a month, $300 a month, that'll help people who are listening. So please like contact us. We'll give you our scheduler. And then you just tell us what day you can do it. And we'll sit down and have our conversation that we try to keep under an hour that is impossible to do.
Well, 2021 is definitely the year to find yourself some extra source of income, I would say. You know, there's some things out there that have, you know, high earning potential. There's some stuff out there that, you know, just is going to help pay your gas for the month.
All right. Let's talk about ours then, because we're putting our money where our mouth is in 2021. We've got two that we've decided that we're going to give a shot to, and YouTube it and let people follow from the beginning to the end.
Well, the big one's the dump trailer thing. And yes, you've been doing some research on that to figure out how to get this dump trailer situation going. And I think, and you said that, hey, you can go out there and you could just rent one of these dump trailers. You could finance these things and turn around and rent them out to people. And I think we want to call our business Take a Dump, which will be really funny. And people are like, oh, that sounds disgusting. But, you know, it's memorable. People hear that and they remember that name, you know, and it sets you apart from, you know, Bob's Dump Service, right? You know, it's something fun and it's a joke, but at the same time, you know, it's memorable. It's something people, that's how you build a brand, you know, even the name could be something that you could build really, you know, build on as long as it's strong and memorable. So yeah, that's definitely something that we want to do in 2021 that, you know, we can help people with. And we talked a little bit about affiliate marketing. We had King on one of our podcasts that, you know, if you guys want to go back and listen to that one, I think that was really important podcast. It was a little different than what we normally do, where, you know, you come on here and you hear a lot about real estate, but, you know, I think that is, and King's building hers from scratch. You know, she really didn't have a big following or anything, you know, and that's one of the keys is you actually have to create yourself. You have to be somewhat of an influencer, I think, or build an influence in order to do these kinds of affiliate marketing things. But that's something I think we can try in 2021 and report back to people. It doesn't seem like a lot of effort.
No. It seems like it's going to be very low maintenance once we build this, get the security situation set up and the operations are running smooth. I think that it'll be one that will be quickly, it'll be a real easy to add on to our, you want to call it a fleet, as long as we got the space to park them, because I think that it's a little bit in the market where I think we can get about 65% use. And so we need to have like three or four available at all times, because I don't want, you know, it always happens where it all hits at once and both, you only buy two and then both are gone.
Yeah.
And then you've just lost extra business. So I think that if we can get to a fleet of four or five by the end of the year, then we'll be, 2022 is going to be really good with that. And then from 2022, you know, we could always adjust and provide more things for contractors that they need when it comes to getting, you know, removing stuff from a work site. And what else do they need besides the trailer? What else would help the demo part move faster, or, you know, and then from there, who knows what you evolve to.
That's right. Well, and even, you know, I think that's a really good thing for us, because I do have the space for it. We have a parking lot for the building, and you know, I've got, I don't know, 46 parking spaces, and I probably got 10 open at least on any given day. So, you know, there is an opportunity for us to put those dump trailers out there. But yeah, I mean, there's other things out there. I mean, even my wife, I mean, she just started, you know, she owns a successful spa business. She has like 900 clients, and she mainly does facials. And used to do massage, used to do brows, things like that. She's kind of moving away from that because, you know, she only has so much time in her day. And she's really passionate about helping people look better and helping their skin heal and helping their skin be healthy. And, you know, she got like a biology degree. She was pre-med in college. She really understands the skin. And she's got a very successful spa business. But now her and her sister have started their own side hustle selling antique candles. So they go to these yard sales and, you know, different places. They have other sources that they find these things at, but these really ornate antique dishes. And I mean, they could be candy dishes and all these things. And then they'll make them candles and they sell them on their website. And it's called Nostalgewick, which is a really fun name. And I, of course, did their logo and everything. But she's got her own little side hustle doing that. And they literally just started that and launched the site probably 3 weeks ago. And, you know, obviously, the first customers are her family, but you know, she wants to turn that into something. So it might be good in 2021. We could bring them on and have them talk about their little side hustle and how that's going too.
Are they doing just candles?
Yeah, they're doing just candles. Yep. Yeah. Say, with the name Nostalgewick. Yeah. It's kind of like locks them into candles.
Oh, I was going to say, my wife and her sister are creating these things called Sister Six, and they're doing, they make their own lip balm, but they don't sell it. They just give it to people. They got a pretty, they got like, as soon as they make them, they're gone. People want them.
Nice.
I was just trying to see.
It's little things like that, but then you can turn that into something.
If they could list on their site, since, you know, it's got to do with wax and beauty supply stuff. I mean, beauty stuff. It's not like quite beauty supply. It's smelly good stuff, tastes good stuff. I thought maybe it could blend together.
Well, we knew this was going to be a short podcast. You know, Kyle and I wanted to get on here, talk a little bit about 2020, what we learned, and hopefully you guys learned some stuff too. I mean, we've got some dedicated people listening to our podcast. So hopefully you guys enjoyed what, you know, what we've given you, the guests we've been able to bring you. And hopefully some of you guys actually, you know, started a side hustle in 2020. And, you know, let's look towards 2021 and see what that's got in store for us.
And if you started a side hustle in 2020, no matter how successful it is, let us know. Come on and talk about it. Like that's exactly how the community is going to grow, is people who, you know, you listen to people like Joe Fairless or Osh or even Cam or Greg Ryder, and you're like, okay, all right, these guys, I'm light years away from that. You might as well be like trying to join the NFL. Like when you hear some of those success stories. But if you get someone who just started and they're like, yeah, it took me a little bit of time, but now my business is running and it's profitable. I make about, you know, $120 a month, but I'm getting more and more interest. I figured out how to do a, you know, a funnel to get more people interested in what I'm doing. Those are the kind of people that we desperately need to talk to, because that's the kind that are going to inspire and build a huge community that everybody can grow from.
All right, Kyle. Well, 2021, we're going to keep this thing rolling. You know, we've been religious about posting these side hustle podcasts every week, and we're just going to keep that going. And hopefully everybody can learn from them and take something away. And let's get everybody to start earning some side hustle money and maybe turning these side hustles into their main hustles.